William, pretty nerve-wracking stuff, but you got over the line, 3-1-1.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, getting those 2 points. Obviously, a bit tighter than what we had hoped, especially after getting those 2 early wickets, but take nothing away from the way Ash played and Kunaseka were there. It's a fantastic effort for themselves to get so close, especially when the pressure was on and needing 9.5 from about 11, 12 overs out or maybe more. It was a great effort to get so close.
Do you think from our perspective, getting those 2 wickets and 2 balls, he's relaxed a bit? You maybe thought the game was over?
No, I don't think we thought it was over. We knew that was a crucial partnership, and we said that at the time. Obviously, Ash is one of their main players, and Kunaseka as well. He can take a lot of attacks down. So it was obviously a big wicket against Chima, first ball as well. Well, both wickets, really. So we knew that was a big partnership to break, and just unfortunately it took us about 16 overs to break it.
And maybe a word about Trent Johnson. He mightn't retire. He might come back as a batsman.
Yeah, obviously sent him up with a bit of a licence, and he played pretty well. And it's hard sometimes. We've got so many options because you've got a lot of lads that can do that. And today TJ got the nod and he went up and did that, and obviously there'll be a few lads probably in the lower in the order, and obviously they won't like getting slid down a couple of places, but that's the decisions we got to make, and we've got a lot of options that can do that, we think, down the lower end of the order, so we just got to make those calls, but it's a good place to be.
And the last few overs, I think the experience showed, Alex Cusack, Trent Johnson, George Farrell, the county guys, he's kept your head and didn't panic.
Yeah, I think that's crucial as well. And obviously, Gogsy is one of our main performers in this form of the game, and you know what you're getting when you give him the ball. And obviously, he just kept it a bit interesting there. Third last ball going for 6, but he's fantastic and coming down that back end and backing him any day with the ball with 14 required.
It's certainly been an exciting year for Ireland. Did you think it was perhaps going to be another tie?
No, I looked up, and obviously 5 off the last over. It's one of those. It's pretty tight. Obviously, we had that tie in Holland and the tie against Pakistan. But now, as I said, it's great when we get down to that last over and you've got the experience of Cousy there and backing him to see us home, and he did that again.
And it's going to be another difficult game tomorrow, the host UAE here.
Yeah, we obviously had a pretty tight series with them at the beginning of the year in the 50-over stuff as well, and they had 120-20 tied on the back of that. So they're a dangerous side, especially at home in this form of the game. So we're going to have to go home, pick ourselves up for tomorrow again and come back stronger.